Great. Hey guys, welcome to episode 13 of Cocktail Chaos. Today I'm here with Jack McKenna and Eric Gentetix, and today is going to be a widely requested video talking about our business, Graphin Digital, an American agency based in Galway, and we'll just be talking a bit about that and in and around that area and many other things I'd say as well. So I'll let the lads introduce themselves and we'll go from there.
How's it going, everyone? Jack here from Graphin Digital, or just Jack McKenna. Darren, thanks for having me on the podcast.
No problem at all.
Appreciate it.
Pleasure.
And I'm head of content creation here at Graphin Digital.
Hi guys, I'm Eric Gentetix. I'm 18 years old. I'm the operation manager and more the back ops operations of Graphin Digital. Yeah, thanks Eric for having us on.
No bother at all, Eric. Anytime. So I suppose for someone who just have to click on the video randomly, I suppose let's just start with what we do. So we're a digital marketing agency based in Galway. We do our main three areas are content creation, social media management, and website development. So let's go back to the beginning. So we started this last October.
Last October.
2018. So I suppose let's kind of get our kind of different sides of how this started. So Eric, do you want to kick this off? I think you're the right person to start the story.
Yeah, so Dara started YouTube just about a month before I approached him with an idea of let's create YouTube videos for people and let's get them to for companies or, you know, athletes or whatever. And he then came back and said, yeah, he was interested, and we started just generating the idea and giving names, doing our research about how to start a business. And then we kind of agreed on there's no point giving videos to companies and they don't know how to use it.
Yeah, there's no point them getting 3 likes in a video and them spending X hundred amount or thousands even for a budget of a video. So I'd started YouTube in May of that year, so I've been doing a lot of research to marketing and branding and stuff. So it kind of aligned very conveniently that it worked out that we kind of started in an agency and went into the marketing space because I'd done all some work experience at different agencies. So we kind of did that. Eric kind of said that I should be the videographer, and I kind of said, Eric, I shoot on my phone and I have absolutely no idea what I'm doing with a camera. So conveniently enough, I had Jack on the first episode of this podcast,
yeah,
and he's been on once more since with the same lovely jumper.
Yeah,
if you want to go back and check that out. And then Jack is phenomenal with the camera. You can check him out on YouTube as well. It'll be linked down below. And we were like, okay, maybe let's start taking this to the next level and have a really good product. So
yeah,
I think we approached you.
Yeah, so after Eric came up with the idea, let's make videos for YouTube, let's make videos for people, and then Dara wanting those videos to actually be effective, so that's where the marketing side came in, that's where his knowledge came in. And then in order to create videos, obviously you need a videographer or someone who can create content. And that's where I came in, and I was just doing a bit of freelance work, nothing too major. So this is a really good opportunity to kind of bump up my skills, bump up my knowledge, and get into our first proper business.
Yeah.
And we're 10 months in.
We're creeping up on, about
10 months in, and holy shit, like it's been some journey.
Yeah.
It's an experience, alright, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, the amount we've learned in the last 10 months has been crazy. Yeah. And even, like, I know, even right now, day to day, like, our schedule for the full week can get thrown so far. Like, we can literally, it's mad, day to day in what we're doing.
Like, it's been exponential.
Yeah.
There's no relation to it. It's just been exponential.
Yeah.
You know?
Just been up.
Yeah.
So I suppose we'll go back. So we started in October, so we were like, okay, lads, we'll start a business. I think the name took us about two or three months. The name was our biggest foe for a very long time.
Well, actually, we were even afraid to contact Jack with the idea. We were like,
because we were
really nervous.
Because realistically, when you start a business, when you have no brand equity or anything, you're going to have to kind of do a little bit of free work, right? And Jack had already been getting paid for gigs and doing phenomenal work for businesses. That, like, really, really good work that we've seen, and obviously on YouTube as well. You want to go check that out. And we were like, well, Jack, you can do it for free. Because obviously, I had him on the podcast, but me and Jack didn't really know each other well at that point. And we ended up contacting him and being very, very interested, which was great. So I'm like, okay, lads, right, we have a business, we have no name, we have no brand equity, we have no idea where to go first. So we ended up just kind of like asking loads of businesses whether they wanted social media management, whether they wanted videos. Yeah. We didn't know what to price. We didn't know... Like, we'd done research into the industry, but again, people, especially in the marketing industry, are very secretive about their pricing and stuff, so it's tough to try and break in, when, especially when you don't have many contacts.
Yeah.
Because everyone's deemed as competition, so... We ended up getting a client a couple months in. It was a video gig. Do you remember that?
2 months in, yeah.
Yeah, about 2 months in, yeah. And then, kind of, once we kind of got that in, it got a little bit easier because we had kind of client work. Obviously, yeah. we were using your previous work for clients. Yeah.
But literally, it's momentum. It's a game literally, of momentum.
Yeah.
We worked our ass off to get that first gig.
Literally.
And once we got that first gig, getting the next gig was just a tiny bit easier.
Yeah.
Then after that, a tiny bit easier to get another gig again, because obviously you have something to fall back on. You have previous work, you have previous testimonials, you have all that. So literally, it's a game of momentum in any business.
Literally, and I think one thing in Ireland that I didn't realise in the beginning, but became very apparent very quickly, was word of mouth is so important in Ireland. Yeah. Like, we've got so much work off us doing work for one client, them recommending us to someone else. And like, it's literally like jacked up on momentum. Like, it's literally just snowballed after that.
Yeah.
But it's just getting that first gig, that first social media gig, that first video gig, that first website gig, when you kind of have nothing to point at.
Yeah.
Because obviously, as a business, when you're putting money into this and you're putting your hard-earned money, you need to know that it's going to be done right. Yeah. And we've always strived from the beginning that we go above and beyond for our clients, because we want to provide the best service possible and build a big business, you know, and a successful business. But I think it worked out nicely with the, like, it was kind of funny, like, I stayed from the beginning in our first kind of three areas, but like, social media is my end, Eric sends the IT websites, and then Jax is the videography, and that's our kind of three pillars. Suppose then, okay, we got the first video gig, we kind of were getting a few decent video gigs. We come in the beginning of this year, kind of January, February, March, we got a few.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit easier. And then I think we got a website gig then shortly into this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And that was word of mouth, wasn't it? Or
yeah, so it started off word of mouth, just meeting someone, and I knew the website wasn't good. So I told him we can do it, and he gave us the opportunity of getting it done.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. And like, that was just... Eric's been really good at this, is like going on people's websites and doing a bit of prior research before talking to them. Especially if we're going into a video, we'll check out all the social media, we'll check out all their websites and stuff, and make sure that they're good on digital, because it's so essential these days to have a strong digital presence.
Yeah.
And you've done that a couple of times, where you've known that their website's a little bit lackluster or overpaying for websites, and then we kind of go, okay, I think we could help you out in this area. But the social media one has been, I think, a bit of an uphill thing. I think from the beginning, to try and get businesses. Like, I know this is more my end, but like, I think one thing, and I'm actually running a workshop on September 4th in the Port of Shit in Galway. It's on at 7 PM. If you'd like to attend, it's a free workshop all about digital marketing. So if you're a business that wants to attend or try and enhance your learning and information about digital marketing, feel free to attend. The Port of Shit, 7 PM, September 4th. On a Wednesday, I think. But even just the education, so that's why I'm doing this free workshop, is to try and educate businesses in Ireland, because some people, like a lot of, like 99.5% of them are aware social media is kind of this thing that's kind of good, but they don't know what way to approach it, because like, traditional marketing has obviously been around for so many years, and since they got into business, especially the people who are veterans in business. So I think our uphill thing at the moment, well, in the beginning anyway, was trying to educate on the importance of it. I think we're doing okay on that, like, as in, like, we've started, we have a decent amount of social media clients now.
Brilliant progress, like.
Yeah.
But it was just, I suppose at the start, it was hard, like, when we started shooting videos, and obviously we're, even at that point, we were educating clients how to post that, but we never looked into social media management. That kind of came on at the start of summer.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we kind of go into this, so.
Well, there's a lot of trust going into an entire business handing over their entire...
It's just their brand name. Yeah. It's what they built up over, let that be a year, 15 to 20 years, like.
And to for them to hand over that trust to you is a big deal. So getting our first social media gig was tough.
Yeah.
Definitely the hardest out of all our video, our content and our website. Social media gigs were the hardest to get. But as we said, momentum again. Once we got that first one, tick the box. Next one came a little easier. And it's funny, I've had this thought, it's funny that all bridges, all structures are built out of triangles.
Yeah.
And how many points on a triangle? 3 points. And triangles are the strongest structure out of all shapes or whatever. Triangles are the strongest structure, and we have a triangle here.
Yeah.
Myself, Dara, and Eric, we're a triangle, and we communicate, and we just build something very strong here, and that's why the business is getting there.
Yeah, where it's at today, like, as in, like, we're not stomping around saying that, oh, we've made it, look, we've done it. Like, I know we might be going to a local school to go talk to them about business, whatever, that's fine, but no way are we parading around going, look, we've made it. We're in the process of trying to make something that we enjoy showing up to every Monday morning, and it can provide us a nice lifestyle and something we're passionate about and that we can work towards for many years. And that's what we kind of set up in the beginning. We also have made a pact to ourselves that, like, if we stop enjoying this, or this stops becoming something we're energetic about, then it's not really worth doing. Like, obviously we can always bring in other staff or whatever, and but we did this because we're passionate about this area in our three different areas, really, and then kind of combine it together to build one business, which is Grafton Digital.
And no one ever makes it. There's never a point where it's like a big white heaven cloud. Like, there's no point where you enter and you've made it.
Yeah.
It's just a state of mind.
Yeah, literally, yeah.
And through building the process of starting this business, that should be good enough for you. That should be your making it. The actual process of building this business should make you feel complete and whole and feel like you've done something.
Yeah.
So there is no point.
Because I do feel like, I'm like, I know Gary Vaynerchuk, and I know I reference him nearly every podcast I do, but I consume a lot of his content. He's like he's a phenomenal entrepreneur, probably one of the most successful entrepreneurs, but like, it's kind of cool at the moment to be an entrepreneur, like, as I think the whole kind of Instagram thing of, like, private jets, girls, parties, all this, on their Instagram, look at the entrepreneurial lifestyle, but I don't think at any point we've been anywhere close after the lifestyle, and we're creeping up on a year in business, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that's one thing that we've all tried to do, as in, like, if anyone ever came to any of us asking, oh, how do you start? Where do you think I should go about this? Like, we'll always try and assist them, but I will always, and I think the two lads are the same, is we'll always put, like, an asterisk on that, saying it's going to take a lot of time, a lot of effort, and don't expect results tomorrow. Like, we're only starting to maybe get a small bit of momentum now, what, a year in. You know, we're starting to get some steady income, and that's been working hard and putting ourselves in the right situations. Networking is so important, meeting new people, because those people you meet, you won't believe the doors that they'll open up.
The value they provide and the education they give.
Yeah, like we've got some mentors, we've got people who've helped us get into nice situations just through building connections and building relationships.
Yeah.
So don't undervalue that at all. Don't hermit yourself away if you're going to build a business and lock yourself away and try and build it. Like, you know, I think one thing, I've always wanted to build a business, and I always was in my head and always build it alone, but I am very grateful that we did this together, because I can't picture in my head if I would not have been able to do this alone, like, at all. You know, this is, I think we've been very fortunate. And I know you might know Shane Curran, he's the CEO of Evervault and former BTO Scientist winner. He's built quite a very successful business so far, and he's only just starting, he's 19. But we met up with him, and he said we're very lucky in the fact that the three of us, because he's built that by himself at 19 years. He started 17 and built, he's 19 now, and there's fully qualified engineers working under him. But having a team, I think.
Yeah, just give a shout out to our team, Shane Heenahan, Sean Kelly, Don Acevo. Thanks, guys.
Absolutely. Like, thank you for everything, because, like, yes, we started this, but like, as we expanded and as we provided more services, we literally could have done without you. And
it's funny, just three of them as well.
Three of us. Three
of them for the moment.
Yeah,
we're obviously always looking to build and expand.
But it's funny, we started off this business with no money. Our input was our time and our energy.
Yeah.
And if you have time and energy, you can really build anything from that. You don't need money to start a business. You really don't.
In
Hindsight.
Okay, like people think it's like,
well, there was initial investment, like, yeah, there was money put in the beginning, but like it's very dependent on the business, because if you're starting a product business, you need money investment to buy products to go sell. Like we're in an area where
the internet is there for us.
Yeah, so we already had some skills coming in, and obviously we're always learning and developing. But even on our end, like even setting up a business, like what is it, like a good few hundred euro to register a business, you know what I mean? You will need some initial investment, but like I think that's what Gary Vee's always gone back to, is you can buy stuff on eBay for cheaper, go down to a local garage sale and buy stuff and resell it. And I know that sounds like, oh, it's a lot of work, but if you want this, you'll make it work and you'll find the ways.
Yeah.
Now, money isn't like your passion. Like if you have a passion for it, I think you could make it work by working side jobs or whatever to get it done. But I do think time and energy is the most important of the two. Out of all three, if time, energy, and money is the top three things you need, I do think time and energy are the two most important.
Yeah, definitely.
It wasn't a 9-to-5 journey, like it was 10 o'clock. Or even midnight, we had a call discussing some important issues. Like
it was every night for a good while. It was late night calls up early in the morning.
Yeah.
Because obviously you can't just drop everything at start, because you still have to live at the same time. Like obviously we've all cut expenses back to, so that we can invest more back into the business. And I think you'll see on Jack's channel that we're after reinvesting a new camera and everything. So we're reinvesting back in to try and make this as successful as possible, you know. And obviously Jack said, I think I kind of misspoke.
Stepping up the game, like, because, you know, it's like a staircase.
Yeah.
So you don't really want to fall down or step back as much.
Of course.
You don't need to.
Of course. You never do. Like, realistically, you don't want to step back. But at times, you kind of plant yourself. And I think one thing that really helped us is, like, this is kind of advice for kind of people who want to get into business, or what we've learned so far anyway, which is communication and reviewing. So I think we've said this previously to some clients, is like after every, in the beginning and even so now we still do it, is like after every meeting, after every job, we also the three of us will sit down and review. So we go through the positives, what went well, what did we do good, but also what went badly, as in like taking responsibility. So let's say I said something silly, or there was a mistake made, I misstepped, or Eric misstepped, or Jack misstepped, or whatever, we'll go, okay, that mistake was made, why did that happen? Good, it's been established. How can we do it to make sure that doesn't happen again? Fine. And then we learn from it, you know, and like I think that's led every gig that we've actually improved internally and externally. And of course we're still making mistakes. See, I'm not saying we've hit some top of the mountain sort of thing, but I think we're constantly trying to improve the way we're doing things. And the communication, like being 100% honest with each other, I think has been the other big thing with regards, like, even let's say where we've done all know something went wrong, you know, let's say I go, okay, I messed up on this. Like, okay, how do we fix it? It's not like, oh, look at you messed up. Oh, it's all terrible. It's kind of going, okay, how can we do that doesn't happen again? And how can we go to fix it, you know? What do you think? I think that's been two, like, key things that we've kind of done from the beginning, which have kind of helped us out.
Definitely, no, communication is massive. If there's no communication there, you're just going to lose it, and the water's going to be muddy, and no one's going to know what's going on.
And even trust, like, I think trust is very important, because, like, I met Dara, like, a couple of years ago, but I never really built a relationship with him, whereas, like, suddenly, you know, he puts his trust into me, I put his trust into him. Same with Jack. Jack came in the game kind of midway towards setting up the business, and then even Jack giving us the trust, you know, to start this.
And it's hard to be, it's hard to communicate truthfully. Because you're letting out a very vulnerable part of yourself. But if you want to be efficient, and you want to actually have a bond, and you want to run a successful business, you need to be willing to be honest and communicate thoroughly and clearly. Communication is literally,
it's key to success.
Oh, it's incredibly important.
Yeah.
Like, incredibly important.
That's important in business, important relationships, important in life. Like if you actually break down any arguments you've ever had with anyone, like you actually break it down, it's usually a breakdown in communication or a breakdown in trust. Like they're usually the two key things. But I think we've been very good in the fact that like we all saw that we had a genuine passion and wanted. We all working towards a common goal.
Yeah.
Which kind of led to us trusting each other a little bit quicker, and we also all kind of were in the same agreement of communication and having very wide open communication with between ourselves, between the lads we have, and our clients as well. You know, being having good open communication that they can reach us. You know, because like that's one thing we wanted is that we can be reached. You
we
know,
never wanted to be fake, because when we went into a client meeting, you know, we obviously want to over provide, but if we can't do something, we'll
put our hands up and say, okay, we cannot provide that, but we can provide this, or we'll recommend them onto someone, a network we've built up, you know, of someone else that can provide it. But
and that's just easier. It's easier to be in the long run. If you want longevity, you can't be fake about it. It's so much easier, and it's so much better to run a business truthfully and honestly, and by being yourself and being authentic.
Yeah.
Because you won't last a year. You won't last 2 years trying to pretend to be something else.
Yeah.
You won't.
Yeah.
It'll always come back to get you.
Absolutely. And like, it's tougher to try and build a relationship, especially in business, and on lies, because you kind of have to always remember the last lie you told. And like, it's just too hard. And like, I know as time's gone on, like as in like even trying to keep all client information in our head on what's going on, we've had to like build schedules, build this, that.
We got notebooks.
Yeah, we all have notebooks we regularly use. Yeah. We all have emails, and we're constantly emailing each other different emails and dates and stuff to try and keep it all together, because there's a lot going on. And then if you're trying to balance that on top of all the lies you've told your clients as well, like it's unsustainable, like you said, Jack, in the long term. Like maybe short term you can get away with it and it can be a quick money grab, but if we're trying to build an actual sustainable business, I don't believe that doing that and being, like you said, authentic, I think was a good word to use. But yeah, I think we've done that from the beginning, and I think that will help us in the long run. Now, we don't know that. We end up closing our doors tomorrow, but we're just saying that, like, we're coming from a place of 10 months in, we've got clients going, we've got income coming in, and we're trying to, like, we're still working towards building a bigger business, I suppose, and trying to build a good brand reputation.
See where it can go.
Literally. And, like,
10 months ago, we wouldn't have imagined this position.
Yeah.
No.
A position where we can pick and choose and sometimes have to say no.
You say no to clients, yeah. We said yes to everything at the beginning, but we kind of really looked at our values and what we want to have, who we want to be associated with, and we have to say no to clients, And, like,
and that's an incredible position to be in, and we're all incredibly grateful for that. But we all did that ourselves.
Yeah.
We all worked for that. It's not, none of us got handed any of this.
Yeah.
We put in 3 a.m. nights, 6 a.m. mornings. Literally, we put our heart and soul into this. No one handed this to us, so I'm not going to say thank you to anyone but ourselves.
Literally. Like anything that we ever get or anything we ever achieve will be on the time and effort we put in. And also support structures, you know, family, friends, you know. Yeah. Like, absolutely. Like, this isn't like a three-man thing. Like, you know, we all have support structures behind us. And one little thing that I've kind of been thinking about as well, which I think works out quite well, is, like, we become friends through this journey, but we also have our own friend groups outside of this. So we don't spend every waking moment together, which I think is actually, like, a little thing. It might seem like a minor thing to us, but I think that's actually been a massive thing in us working well together.
Yeah. You need that break, because
you can't.
Me and you got sick of each other for one point, like, so.
Yeah, because like me and Eric, for the longest time, we're in every morning at 7:30 a.m. and we'd
in
be
each other's faces.
We'll be in for hours and hours, and the same with me and you. I think me and you a little bit less, because I think you're a little more timid than I am, but me and Eric, like, if you leave us in the room for too long, we're going to end up arguing, even if it's something silly, like it's never something usually very serious, it's usually just minor, but, let's say stuff didn't go well that day, you can walk away, hang out with your friends, just throw the business to your back, well, so it's always looming in the back of your mind, stuff going on in business, because I don't think you can ever say when you're starting up a business that you can just forget about it, because like, if let's say Eric was off to hang with his friends in the evening time and something shit done, I'm going to bombard him with text until he calls me back, you know?
Yeah.
But I do think having other friend groups and being able to go off and enjoy yourselves.
Yeah. You can't be consumed in it, otherwise you're going to get sick of it.
Oh, no. Like, you need to have your brain open.
Yeah.
Like, it's like going for a walk.
Yeah.
Just on your own or your headphones, just clearing out your mind, because things do just get clogged up, and I think it helped us to rethink.
Yeah.
And then even get in touch again and just say, I think that was wrong, or
yeah,
I think that should be changed, or this is the way we should go about it. And that's, again, going back to review and things, that's what we've been very successful doing.
Yeah. I think it's just helped our progress. You know, it sped it up with the whole review.
Review and reflect.
Yeah.
After every single gig, after every single
meeting.
You know? Yeah, even phone calls with each other, you know?
Yeah. Like, yeah. We'd be kind of going, okay, maybe you should have said that, maybe you could have went this way or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And now, it's not like slating the other person, it's just kind of going, okay, how can we improve? It's all about, like, improving ourselves, you know?
Yeah.
It's never kind of like, oh, look at you, like, that was so silly, why did you say that, you know?
Yeah.
So one thing I want to touch on is, because I think it provides some value, is kind of being young people in business. So, like, kind of, I suppose I'll start with you, Eric. Kind of, what have you learned as a young person in business or a young entrepreneur?
Generating contacts, very important.
Yeah.
Because you don't know when you need to go back to that person, and, you know, you could help them, and, you know, they could do you a favor that will benefit both of you or just yourself. I think creating contacts and leads, and never burn the bridge behind you, like, you know,
yeah.
always remember who was there at the start, who's there now, and just do reflect about it. That's helped me an awful lot. And also, like, I learned value your money, your time, and your friends. Very important, because those three things, like, you know, you can't really get them any other way, like.
Yeah.
Even money, like, you know, I worked hours and hours over weeks, two jobs. I valued money. I knew it's time to start to save. And obviously then I got to the point where, oh, I think it's probably, like, easier to reinvest in something, and hopefully putting time and energy and passion into it, you'll get something out of it.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my thing. You know, like, I obviously learned a lot, like, improving my IT skills, communications, even a bit of management. Like, I we're obviously going to learn every day. It's like we learn new things every day.
Literally, yeah.
And I think we're also sharing our knowledge around, you know, I can't learn what Jack's doing with the camera, but I have an insight of how things work.
Yeah.
I know production, I know timelines, you know. And then Dara as well, like, social media management, his approach to meetings, how, like, even, like, I'm very camera shy and stuff, but, like, I think he's always giving me the push.
Yeah.
And, you know, those things, I think, what I learned in the last 10 months.
Yeah. Right, so, Jack, what do you think, like, for young entrepreneurs, maybe want to start out, what's your biggest takeaway over the last 10 months?
My biggest takeaway over the last 10 months has been how to deal with stress.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How to deal with everything that's going on and remain focused and clear and healthy and strong and ready to go, because that's been massive. This year has definitely been the most stressful year of my life, and I wouldn't change a thing now. But dealing with stress and learning what keeps me on the straight and narrow was a massive thing. Mm. And I know what it is. It's down to family and friends, and it's down to my time to myself and going to the gym, keeping consistent, eating well. Stress, massive, massive.
And what sort of, so for so you get value out of that. So obviously stress is going to come in, especially when you're trying to build a business, but what ways have you learned? So you kind of alluded to them, so maybe you're saying that family and friends, alone time, and then just exercise and eating well. You think is the best way to combat that?
Yeah. Well, now there's no one massive. Now I'm still learning this. I don't know anything about it. I'm still learning this and just implementing it in my life. But it's an accumulation of a lot of little things, little nuggets of kind of peacefulness and stuff. So, gym is massive. I like to have a proper 2 hours to myself every day, or as much as possible, to the gym. And that's just a zone where you can be just in your head, music, podcast, ebook, whatever you listen to. And that's just yourself and a bit of hard work and sweating your ass off, and that's the best thing ever. That clears everything. And then eating well, obviously, eating well is massive. That's just good for your general well-being overall. And that just makes you feel good, and that builds. Eating well is like a compounding effect. If you eat well, you go to the gym, you're going to do another good thing in your day. And then if you do another good thing, you're going to do another good thing. Like, it's all compounding. And then when you're running a business, you're going to be pouring 24/7 into it. You're going to be pouring all your energy, all of your time into it. And it's going to be on your mind so much. But you can't let go of other things you used to do in your life. As in, like, I'm massive into making YouTube videos for myself. I'm massive into creating content for myself. I'm massive into making things with my hand. I'm an engineer. Now, I'm not qualified or anything, but I like to make stuff. And you just can't let go of those little nuggets of passion that you used to have. And that's gigantic. So over time, you just pick up on what makes you happy and what keeps the stress down and what keeps you on the straight and narrow. And those things for me are what helped me.
Yeah. No, yeah. That's very solid.
Yeah.
The only one actually to put on that, with regards, so absolutely, like, not giving up everything you've done before is absolutely essential. But sacrifices, you will have been having sacrifices. Yeah. So obviously, for the most part, you can build a good schedule. Now, like we said at the very, very beginning, every day can be very various, for us especially, like, it can very much vary day to day. But you will have to make sacrifices. There will be this party you can't attend. There will be this meet up with your friends that you might have to put off. But for the most part, you're obviously going to try and fit as much into the day. Like, you can't be working 24/7 or you'd actually go insane.
Yeah.
I think you both touched on really good things, like stress. Absolutely. Like, you're going to have to, like, come in with some mechanisms. And you're going to learn them throughout the way. Like, as again, we're still very early in the process. We're still learning day to day. Like, we can figure out something tomorrow that could help us dramatically. But there's no quick fix. It's a slow term thing. Like, it's just about switching off. And I think sleep is so important. Like, that's like, I know the hustle culture of sleep 4 hours and work 20, but if I don't get 7 to 8 hours sleep, I can't function properly. I'm not going to be productive, and I might not even show up to work that day, to be honest.
Yeah.
So I think, obviously, some people can function 6 hours sleep. If you can, brilliant. But if you need 8 or 9 hours sleep, sleep that, because the rest of your hour, it's about what you're doing when you're awake, not when you're asleep. You know what I mean? Yeah. So
your input would be more valuable as well.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. Like, your brain would function better, you'd be in a better mood, you would think clearer. Like, I know we've made not great decisions on the lack of sleep, you know, or maybe we've reacted in a poor way to something where we've had to walk away from it.
Yeah.
All three of us, you know, we lack of sleep, we've had to walk away from something, like a big decision, and then have a bit of alone time, maybe sleep on it, come back, and then look at it through fresh eyes with a good night's sleep, because it's just not good, you know. It's there's no I don't think, I almost think it's more detrimental than it is actually any benefit of
Even like worrying about things that you think they're going to happen, and then suddenly everything changes and nothing like that happens, then you were preparing for that situation.
Yeah.
And you suddenly feel like, oh my God, all that stress, all that thinking I put into that, it's not even.
Yeah. Like, important. Yes, it's good to plan for like good many eventualities.
Yeah.
But I think one thing that we may have done, and maybe still do at times, is dwell on things that could happen that could be detrimental.
Yeah.
I think acknowledging them and being aware of them and maybe having a bit of a plan, but don't dwell on them. Don't overthink it, because it's literally just killing time, it's killing energy.
Yeah.
And actually, one thing that I've really found as of late is my energy sources throughout the day. So not going crazy and not like, okay, I'll give you an example, right? So I be kind of very high energy in meetings, very high energy in general what I'm doing, right?
Yeah.
So I spend a lot of energy, and then by the afternoon I just crash, right? So I have no energy. So I definitely think that, like, when you're thinking, you're expending energy. When you're doing work, you're expending energy. But just trying to, like, don't give energy to things that are not going to benefit you throughout the day. So, like, if you spend 2 hours at the gym, perfect. That's benefiting you, your health, benefiting your mental health, brilliant. Putting an hour to 2 hours into a toxic friend that are just dragging you down or making you feel bad, that's a bad spend of 2 hours. You know what I mean? That's not helping your mental health or physical health. So I definitely think what you're investing your time and energy into, just be very acutely aware in it, and be and like look at how things are making you feel. So like if you're doing something every week that's making you feel terrible, whether that's bad eating, whether that's a toxic friend or a bad habit you have, how about looking at addressing that and maybe putting in something that's going to help you long term and make you feel better? Because at the end of the day, like, I know it's such a cringy thing to say, but like being happy is a thing you should really aim for, or like trying to be as happy as much as possible, you know, and trying to make your life as streamlined as possible that you enjoy, you know, majority of your life anyway.
Yeah, and I suppose I just want to touch on that time management is key. Like even me, like I was very, like I'm still pretty bad with like time, dates and days.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just trying to get myself into a structure where, you know, I know what I'm doing. So 7 till 3 is like in the office working. And then after 3, you know, I usually have like a 30 minute to 40 minute nap, then go out, do a walk with the dog or whatever. But like just time management, I think, or like having yourself a timetable or a schedule is very important.
Yeah.
Because Jack has his routine.
Yeah.
We know Jack's functional hours. We know when Jack's busy.
Yeah. Because Jack, okay, so me and Eric were morning people, where Jack likes work late at night. Like I don't work nights really unless it's necessary.
Yeah.
But Jack like works better at night when he's by himself working away, editing, whatever, you know. So like it's about trying to maximize. So like it's not a fair thing to say like every person in the company needs to be up at 7 a.m. in for 7 a.m. Yeah. Because if Jack's been editing to 2 or 3 a.m.
he's not going
to
be
It's not expected that he's going to be in for 7 a.m. You know, so you need to like look at the way. But like that's just
your performance. Yeah. That's how we view it. Like you know,
And like it's about maximizing how well you work. It, like as in, you know, I definitely think that trying to fit everyone into a square box is just never going to work. You know, you need to look at the way people work, relationships within the company, how people work well together. Like me and Eric bicker more than me and Jack would, but that's just a little thing, you know, that's just a minor thing.
That's the thing, like we're not going to change just for this to work, like, you know, we pick it up the next day with a smile.
Yeah, absolutely, and we don't really dwell on these sort of things. Yeah. It's just kind of happens, we have a bit of a bickerment, we laugh about it, and then we move on and keep going, you know what I mean? Yeah. And I think that's been something that's been quite good. And just another thing I want to just touch on for just kind of advice for young entrepreneurs is, I know one thing that I've kind of seen or people have asked is, how do you get older people in business or more veterans to take you seriously? Now, this is something we're still battling with
I suppose showing the power, like we are in this generation, we know how it works. You know, we use Instagram, we use Facebook, we see ads, you know, we have something to start from. And I suppose we're constantly developing ourselves, doing online courses and, you know, learning from other people. But selling the brand to a person that's used to traditional marketing, like, you know, your posters, your big bus advertisements or your TV, you know, it's very difficult. But I think they value the time and effort you put in and the energy a younger person has.
Yeah.
Now, they do have, most people do have the mindset of, okay, he's young, you know, doesn't have that experience or qualification.
Yeah.
In that certain area. But if we can provide the service that we promise and carry it out, I think that's where our value comes in, as being young and energetic. And we do overwork ourselves because that's what we do. We just over provide, and we want to keep this up as much as possible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So definitely having a level, like walking in seriously, not like flaunting your youth, you know, obviously acknowledge it, it's fine, but like just like talk to them as humans. Don't be like terrified that they're older and they're more experienced. Like go in, they're humans, like almost open up, you know, a bit more kind of a casual conversation, and then get into business. And if they're interested in your product or service, they will work with you, like majority of the time. That's a bit of another knowledge that Shane gave us was, you know, if they really want your product and your service and you can provide a good service and you can show that, it
doesn't matter.
They don't really mind what your age is most of the time.
And just before Jack starts, and also if they invite you to, you know, for a meeting or talk to you on a phone, that means they're making that step of actually trying to engage with you. So from then on, it's your turn of putting something on the table, you know.
Yeah.
And you can show up in your shirt and ties, but you can never change what your, you know, what your knowledge is and who you are.
Yeah, exactly.
So,
but you have to show that initial respect.
Yeah.
Of acknowledging who they are, what they've done.
Yeah.
So whether that be, how's it going, sir? or madame, or however you need to address them. And then invest in your image and brand. I know we always show up we look very well whenever we're going to meet anyone. Doesn't matter who they are, we look very well. And that's incredibly important, because that's how they're going to remember you. And there's no doubt about that.
Yeah. Like, first impressions are a big thing, you know. Like, little things, like showing up on time, being well-dressed, you know.
How many interactions does it take to get rid of a bad first impression?
Oh, it's something silly, like 10 or 15 interactions.
Yeah.
I know that's the number that's in my head, I think, from... But, like, it takes a long time. Like, the way you start your interaction, so that's first start phase. So, not even what you say, it's how they feel when they're around you. That start and the end of it. So, they'll remember how you came in and how you left. The middle bit's a bit blurry, but they'll always remember how you made them feel. So, making sure that, you know, obviously you're going to be nervous when you go to your first meetings, whatever. And as you go along, you become less nervous. But always trying to make them feel comfortable and just show them what you can do. Don't oversell what you can do. Tell them exactly, be 100% honest. And if they go with you, happy days. If not, they weren't for you and you move on to the next one. And don't be hurt that they didn't go with you, because you don't know the circumstances of their business, where they're at.
Yeah.
Are they ready for this phase of whatever you're providing?
And you can't, because you're going to get neglected so much. If you take every no to heart, you're going to break yourself.
You'll quit straight away. Yeah.
So you just have to take it as it is. I mean, we've got neglected how many times?
More than count.
Unimaginable. But you get one yes out of every 20 no's.
Yeah.
And no's, that's, you know, that's what's made for you.
Yeah. And it's just a no. Yeah. The worst they can say is no. And what do you do after that? You just think about, did I do anything wrong? And how can I improve for next time?
Yeah.
That's it. There's nothing personal. There should be no bearing or weight on your heart or mind if a business says no to your offering.
They usually give a reason as well.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
like, whatever that reason may be,
yeah,
you know, you just gotta
accept it,
stick the head up and move on.
You know, let's say they go with a company more experienced, or this, that, and the other. There's millions of reasons why they might not go with you. That's fine. You thank them very much for their time. You say, if they ever need you in the future, have my contact details, and you move on. You know, like Eric said earlier, don't burn the bridge. Don't go, you missed out. Don't go do that, because one, it's a waste of your time and energy, and two, it doesn't look good on your end when they're talking about your business and if someone is looking for recommendations down the line. And you know what? If you keep going along, you'd be surprised. People remember who you are, and if you left a good impression, they will come back in the future if they need you, you know. So again, just, you walk away head held high and you keep going along. The only one other thing I will say, and we'll kind of wrap it up then and kind of after that, is, yes, we said be persistent, and yes, keep working hard and keep reviewing, but you have to also acknowledge that you have to have a good, you have to do your proper market research, you need to have a good product or a good service, something that can actually provide value to businesses. Because if you don't have those things, then you're dead in the water, no matter how good of a sales pitch or how good you are in meetings, or even you get in the door and they give you an initial payment, and then figure out it's a scam, you're going to be dead in the water straight away, you know. So you need to make sure from the beginning that you have
a solid foundation.
Solid foundation, yeah.
That's true.
And if you don't have that, then you're going to be dead in the water straight away. So I think that's only asterisks in all of this that we've been saying. Obviously, I think there's been good nuggets of information.
And you'll know, for most people, they'll know in their heart if something is actually a good product, if something is actually a genuinely good service.
Because people don't use.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll know it in your head if you're wasting some time enough. So, about being honest, and it's hard to be honest, but it's about being honest with yourself and your team and everything. Definitely.
I think we covered most of what we wanted to cover today. Is there anything else you want to touch on?
Not necessarily. Like, just people are asking what's next.
Yes, what's next? So, all we can say is we're working on a very big project right now. Now it's looking at next summer. It will be the day. Now it'll probably get announced in the next, hopefully, 4 to 6 months. But there's a big project in the works that I think we're all very excited about. That could. So stay tuned for that. we're going to keep just tipping along what we're doing, you know, constantly. Along, yeah. Just keep improving ourselves, keep learning, keep working with clients, keep trying to build contacts and keep building grafting out, you know.
Yeah.
I suppose if you're anyway in the area of graphic design, videography and photography, you want to shoot us an email, you know, we're always constantly expanding. So if you're in any of those areas, or social media management or digital marketing in general,
content creation in general,
content creation, say shoot us an email, you know, absolutely, you never know, we could end up needing another contractor, another employee, so part-time or full-time. So just shoot us an email if you're interested, if you enjoyed this conversation, if you enjoyed the vibe we kind of bring, because this is what our company's built on, as the three of us, kind of our morals. So if you kind of relate to that or kind of enjoy that, absolutely shoot us an email. Yeah. Don't be afraid to. And even if it's, we don't need you right now, we will absolutely keep you there. We'll reach out to you then again in the future. So don't be afraid to shoot us an email. If you don't ask, you don't get.
This is one thing we learned.
Literally one massive thing you learned. And you'd be surprised at the yeses you get.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're going to keep going along. We've one big thing we're looking at running next summer. And, I think that's kind of the main thing for the moment.
Yeah. Momentum.
Momentum.
Compounding effect. Yeah. We're just keeping it going.
And if you enjoyed it, we're more than happy to do another one in a couple of months' time. We'll do another update or whatever. If we didn't, I think that's kind of it. If you want to give the video a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, go check out Jack's channel as well. You can go follow Graph Little on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. We'll see you next week. Good night, live.
Bye bye.